As Libyan rebels entered Tripoli last night, Syria's President Bashar al-Assad was giving an interview to Syrian state TV. In it, Assad floated some proposals for reform. Syria's government has been condemned for its violent crackdown on protesters over the past 5 months. The latest criticism came from the UN. Today, the UN's top human rights official said more than 2,200 Syrians have been killed in the crackdown there. It's somber news, but as Ben Gilbert reports from Beirut, Syrian protesters are taking inspiration from what's going on in Libya.
Syrian anti-government demonstrators, facing bullets, bombs, and tanks, sent congratulations to their counterparts in Libya. Syrian activists say this video, posted to YouTube, was filmed at a mosque in the Syrian city of Homs at dawn prayer this morning. The protesters chant, "Congratulations to the Libyan rebels, Gaddafi out. God curse you, President Bashar. Go out, Bashar." Activist Hossein Ibrahim of the Syrian Local Coordinating Committees says the dramatic events in Libya give hope to people in Syria.
Well, it's a big push for us after the victory in Tunisia, in Egypt. You know, it gave us a very huge moral push, or gave us something that made us continue.
Ibrahim is based in Germany because he had to flee Syria for his own safety. But he says his contacts back home tell him that Syrian demonstrators have been invoking Libya in their chants all day. He says Libyan rebel flags also popped up at demonstrations around Syria and on Facebook pages.
People now are very delighted that another country is now, it's another proof that the people can do it and can gain its own freedom by its own hands.
It was unfortunate timing for Bashar al-Assad. Just hours before Libyan rebels entered Tripoli, the Syrian president gave his first ever interview to Syrian state TV. In the interview, Assad said his government is fighting armed groups who are part of a foreign conspiracy trying to destroy Syria. He also said parliamentary elections would be held by February 2012 and that his government would assemble a committee to draft a new constitution. This was the reaction in one part of the city of Homs. A video posted on YouTube is said to show Syrian men throwing shoes at an outdoor projection screen with Assad's face on it, apparently during the interview. It's reminiscent of scenes from the early days of the Libyan revolution, when Libyan protesters did the same thing during Gaddafi speeches. Syrian journalist Thabit Salem says the opposition, and many Syrians who consider themselves neutral, viewed the speech as nothing new.
It's the same repetition of the old ideas, and that's how it's taken.
He says people are also growing dismayed at the government's violent response to the growing demonstrations.
Things have reached the no return point. The street will not calm down. That's how I see it.
But Salem says Syria is different from Libya. For one thing, few Syrians want foreign intervention. Salem says it's unclear how you change a government that's willing to use force against unarmed, peaceful protesters. That apparently continued today. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says several people were killed today during a demonstration in Homs. The group says protesters were there to greet a United Nations fact-finding team that arrived to Syria yesterday. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.